Now it's our Youth Expression Showcase, and it's packed this hour with a lot of folks. In a little while, Joe Wilcox and little brother Javonte are going to be here as our big brother, big sister of the month. And also Michael Sirianni, who is a freshman at Mars Area High School, is going to be with us. He studies at Rock School Pittsburgh. And Rock School Pittsburgh classmate of his is going to lead off today. He goes to Carson Middle School. And he is 14. We'll talk with him a little bit after his first song. Here is Jake Sauter. That is Jake Sauter at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was fun. Did you write that?
I did write that.
And do you have a name for it?
It's called Anathema.
Now, as you're listening, you can imagine all sorts of things, but you probably, unless you know Jake and have seen him play before, would find it very hard to visualize how he was playing. He began very traditionally, you know, finger picking and working the fretboard, but then about halfway through the song, turned the guitar horizontally and began playing the strings percussively at the neck while also doing drumming parts on the body of the guitar as well. Tell me a little bit how you came up with that. I've seen a lot of musicians, quite a few musicians, including musicians that play guitars horizontally. I've never seen anybody approach the fretboard percussively with a guitar horizontally like that, that I can recall at least.
Well, I've seen a couple videos of people playing across their lap like that, and I just thought that if I hit it, it might make a cool sound, and I figured out it sort of did depending on where I hit it, so just from there.
Have you ever seen anybody play hammered dulcimer before?
I have.
And that's what it reminded me of as you were doing that. Before I forget, do you want to acknowledge any teachers, friends, family members, anybody to say hello to?
I would like to acknowledge my guitar teacher, Eric Brockschmidt. He's just a great guy. He's been doing a lot for me, and he got me where I am today.
Excellent. I'm happy to hear that. You started playing guitar when you were six?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you remember that?
I do. I actually remember that. I started out with I didn't start out with Eric, but we didn't like that teacher, so we moved on. Uh-huh. Now I'm taking lessons with Eric. I've liked him ever since.
Well, that's incredible. There's more I'm really curious about asking you, but I'd like to get to another song. What would you like to do next?
I'll just do another one of my originals.
Great. Jacob Sauter again. And what is the song called that you're going to do?
You know, I really haven't thought of a name for this one yet. It's still pretty new.
Well, so. I like those kinds of songs. So it's live, our Youth Expression Showcase. If you're just joining us, Jake is 14. Hopefully I'm pronouncing your last name correctly. We didn't. It's Sauter, S-A-U-D-E-R.
Yep.
And Jacob attends Rock School Pittsburgh. And here, a yet-to-be-titled original of his. Thank you. That's Jake Sauter. And you're 14, huh? Mm-hmm. What a great player you are. Who do you admire as a guitar player? You probably have a lot, but are there any particularly that you follow?
You know, I mean, I just follow anybody who's really doing their own thing, you know? So I really look for that stuff that nobody else is doing. And I mean, Ben Konstantinovic, I looked at him for, like, the lap guitar and stuff like that. Just, I know, I really like the people that do their own stuff.
And clearly you are, too, in terms of composing. How do you come up with these songs? What's your method of creating these?
Well, the first song I played, I was on vacation with my family in Hawaii, and I was actually, I'd been away from my guitar for probably about 5 days, and I couldn't take it, so my dad took me to a store, we rented a guitar for a while, I took it out on the balcony and just started going at it at our hotel, and it just came.
I was going to say, that would be hard for you to be without a guitar, I would think, but also hard to take a guitar on a plane, too. Sometimes you have to buy a seat for a guitar depending on what you have. And then the other song, I'm curious, do you just sort of noodle these out until you're happy with them, or do you have some ideas in your head first?
Well, it really depends. I mean, I'll start out with a general idea. I'll have like one part, and then I'll keep thinking about it over and over and over again. It just won't get out of my head for a long time. And then eventually I'll just think of something in my head. Then I'll put it to the guitar. And then
Do you ever have trouble matching what's in your head?
I do. I do have trouble with that sometimes. It's really frustrating. But there's always the time that you just really, it clicks and you get it. So,
if you're just joining us, this is Jake Sauter, who is a student at Carson Middle School. He's 14, I would imagine, ninth grade?
No,
eighth, that's right. Middle school is eighth. And then it's off to the intermediate school. I'm still fascinated by the idea of an intermediate high school and then a high school. But North Allegheny is a big school district, and that's where we'll be next. We're going to have time for two more. What would you like to do next?
Well, I'll do one of my other originals. This one still doesn't have a name.
That's okay.
I mean, this one's even more new than the last one I played, so.
We'll call it Jake's Dream number 22 or something.
Sounds awesome.
Here's Jake Sauter again. Jake Sauter at the Saturday Light Brigade. Have you thought to, it's so early at 14, but have you thought about life after high school?
Yeah, I definitely did. And I really don't know what I'm going to do with myself, just as long as it's with music.
And you're pretty sure like music education or composition is a academic study, do you think?
Yeah, I really want to go to... what is it? Vanderbilt University?
Mm-hmm.
I want to go there. They have a really good music school, and it's a Southeastern Conference, and I'm a football player.
Oh, so. Okay. You play football and lacrosse, from what I read. And what is your football position?
In football, I'm fullback and middle linebacker.
Wow. You're pretty multi-talented. Something tells me you probably have great grades, too. Or decent. I'm not asking you to brag, but you're probably... doing well in that department. I sense a lot of science, or at least, I mean, you're thinking about harmonics and the mathematics of your composition. Am I right in that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I thought so. As Jake tunes for his last song, I want to remind you that we do have another performer coming up. This hour, Michael Sirianni, and also our big brother, big sister of the month, will be here. And Bill in Greenfield, Bill, you've got a good memory. Bill in Greenfield wanted us to know that there is an article in today's Post Gazette about violinist Inori Sakai. Now, Inori Sakai was on our Youth Expression Showcase a long time ago. She was on May 2nd, 2009. She was born in Japan, and she appeared almost 3 years ago on our Youth Expression Showcase as a Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist winner. And now she's a 16-year-old sophomore at the Ellis School, and she is a national finalist in the Music Teachers National Association Performance Competition in the Senior String category. She is from Wilkins, and we congratulate her as well as her family. What a terrific performance. Let's see, Bob in Washington mentions that he is enjoying hearing Jake play a great deal. And Craig in Macon, Georgia, mentions Vanderbilt as well as Belmont. Having you in proximity to Nashville. And then he mentions a musician named Kaki King, or Kaki, K-A-K-I, King. Do you know who that is?
I do not.
Well, we'll find out for you, but he said two words, and it's K-A-K-I, Kaki, or Kaki King, and we'll Google him and find out, find a link for you, but I have a lot of trust in what Craig would recommend. And there he is with a guitar, so we'll find out more. What's your last song?
This last song's actually a cover. I remade one of Brad Paisley's songs.
Oh.
I made it a little bit more like something that I'd do. So it's Whiskey Lullaby.
Excellent. And this will be our last chance to talk. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No, just thanks for listening.
Great. And thank you so much for being here. Once again, here is Jake Sauter.
Cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We Watch him drink his pain away, a little at a time. But he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until tonight. He put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger, and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. They found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I'll love her till I die. When we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la. The rumors flew, but nobody knew how much she blamed herself. For years and years, she tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain away, a little at a time. But she never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind until the night. She put that bottle to her head and pulled the trigger, and finally drank away his memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength she had to get up off her. Found her with her face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I'll love him till I die. We laid her next to him beneath the willow, while the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
That was really well done. We were, I have to tell you, Ricky and I texted each other saying, wow, he even sings well. You're one talented guy, and thank you very much for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, that's Jake Sauter. And in just a few moments, Michael Sirianni is going to be here broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.